I will open the Senate Rules Committee for June 24th, 2009, and open a work session on House Bill 2940. Can the committee administrator give a brief overview? And while she is doing that, can Representative Van Norman come forward? As soon as the committee administrator finishes her overview, Representative, could you begin and identify yourself for the record?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2940A allows a biomass electricity generating facility that became operational before January 1, 1995 to comply with the Oregon Renewable Portfolio Standard if it is located in Oregon and meets requirements for qualified facility under Federal Public Utility Regulatory Policy Act of 1975, authorizes Public Utility and Commission to allow full recovery of costs by public utilities and prudent energy investments related to hydrogen power station, modifies electricity generated from hydrogen gas that may be used to comply with RPS to include electricity generated by hydrogen power stations using ammonia as a fuel source.
Okay. Representative Van Norman.
Thank you, Chair Devlin and Vice Chair Ferrioli. I am Suzanne Van Norman. I am the representative for House District 52, which includes Hood River County, East Multnomah County, and East Clackamas County, above the Christmas Tree District. And I'm here tonight to ask you to support 2940 because it's an extremely important bill for our Farmers Irrigation District in Hood River. Our Farmers Irrigation District is well known for the projects that they do, and they have done some very creative things. One of the most creative projects for them are fish screens. And they have developed an important fish screen that is not harmful to fish. And they have been very resourceful in finding grants and projects to be environmentally sound. And this particular bill, with the Dash 7 amendments, is very important to my Farmers Irrigation District.
Any questions for Representative Van Norman? Seeing none, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your consideration.
Okay. Since we are in work session, we will first off go to the Dash 17 amendments. Do I have a motion on the Dash 17 amendments?
Mr. Chair, I think they're the Dash 18 amendments.
Oh, 18. I'm looking at my old script. Dash 18 amendments. Do I have a motion on the Dash 18 amendments?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Move the Dash 18 amendments.
Okay. Senator Ferrioli has moved the Dash 18 amendments. Is there any discussion of the Dash 18 amendments? Okay. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, those pass. Senator Ferrioli, you had something else?
Mr. Chairman, there is a Dash A8 amendment which authorizes the use of electricity from certain hydroelectric facilities owned by a consumer-owned utility in generating an average of no more than 5 megawatts per year. That A8 amendment has been in the committee's possession for quite some time, and I was hoping that the chair would be amenable to moving that into the bill.
Well, Senator Ferrioli, you know that the chair is always trying to be amenable to the members of the committee, but we've discussed this amendment, and the chair will not entertain that amendment this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I move the House Bill 29.
We've got a 7. Well, we got the suspension first.
Oh, yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of voting on House Bill 2940 without the fiscal and revenue impact statement being available for review.
Okay, Senator Ferrario moves that the rules be suspended for the purpose of voting on House Bill 2940 as amended without the fiscal and revenue impact statement being available for review. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion passes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Are we going to consider the Dash A7 amendment?
No, we are not. Not this evening.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move the House Bill 2940A as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Ferrioli has moved House Bill 2940A as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion passes. Decide on the
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Out of an abundance of caution, I've heard that phrase used several times.
Yes.
I will announce that I formerly worked for an association where a member owned a facility that would fall under the amended House Bill 2940. I do not currently work for that association.
Okay.
But out of an abundance of caution, I will, for the record, announce that I suppose it would be a past potential conflict of interest, but I'll announce it anyway.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I need to do the exact same thing.
Yes.
No longer consult for, but have an 07 and 08 for Pacific Corps, and I don't think there's at all an issue, but out of an abundance of caution, I make the same recognition.
Okay. Is there anyone else? Seeing not, note those for the record, and that closes that work session. I will open a public hearing on House Bill 2749A, and can the committee administrator give a brief overview, and can Senator Pisanski come forward to testify? And Representative Escobar.
That's okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, House Bill 2749A increases the amount of amusement tax to fund Oregon Youth Conservation Corps, applies to tax years beginning on or after July 1, 2010, provides money received from tax on amusement devices may be distributed to OYCC only if Corps develops and implements outreach plan to recruit and retain Corps participants, requires the Corps to report to the Legislative Assembly by February 1, 2010 on demographic data about Corps participants, efforts made to recruit and retain eligible youth, and obstacles to participation by eligible youth. You will find a revenue impact statement and a fiscal impact statement on the A engrossed version of the measure.
Senator Pisanski and then Representative Escobar.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. Floyd Pisanski, State Senator, District 4, including parts of Lane and Douglas County. Myself and Representative Escobar are the legislative members that serve on the OYCC Advisory Committee Board. We have done so for approximately 3 years thereabouts, and we come before you today to ask you to be supportive and move House Bill 2749 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. What this bill will do will increase the current amusement device tax, which is currently $10 for amusement devices such as lottery machines, to $20. It would increase it by twofold. And the funding would go for the base funding for Oregon Youth Conservation Corps. The base tax of $10 that has been in place, started in 1993, has been in that same level since 1993. So it's been 16 years since that tax has been increased. This basically will impact the holders of these amusement devices by increasing their permit fee of $10. And for a position or a location that has up the maximum machines of six, it would be a total of $60 for the increase in cost. The program itself, the OYCC, was created by this legislature in 1987, has threefold purposes. It's basically to deal with at-risk youth and performing conservation work in the most cost-effective way, protect, conserve, and rehabilitate, and improve the natural, historical, and cultural resources in the state. It also increases the education, training, and employment opportunities for those who have participated in the program. The OYCC itself is kind of what I would call a clearinghouse. It basically puts out RFPs to organizations, nonprofit, as well as schools that have kids at youth programs, so they can be participants in either a school-long program or a summer program. This is an opportunity that we have both had taken advantage of going on a quarterly meetings around the state and seeing the impact for local communities. It should be noted that in the 1990s, I forget the exact date, but this legislature made a policy decision that we wanted to make certain that these type of programs were conducted programs were conducted by kids within the communities. And so that is now a requirement. And so you have children and young people who are actually working within their own communities or regions, within their own counties on projects. And we've had numerous opportunities to have those young people present to us as the advisory committee as to the importance of the work and how much pride they have gotten from it, as well as the training for their ability to either go on to college or to seek vocational type of other additional training to go in the job force. So that's an overview of what the program is. Again, we ask for that support, and Representative Esquivel can give you some other insights.
Okay, Representative Esquivel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Sal Esquivel, Representative District 6, Medford. This started in 1993. It was set up by this legislative body, and they tagged this dedicated funding to lottery machines. Those are your machines where they play poker, online poker, the games that are like a slot machine, electronic slot machines, these types of things. Now, one thing that this there's a couple things I think we need to talk about. One is the program itself. We do have, in fact, had our youth in the summertime, and these are at-risk children. Sometimes we are the highest employer of teenage kids in some of these counties for a summer work job. I believe we had that distinguished title in, I believe it was Grant County or Wheeler counties, one of those counties. And these are very good programs because these kids have an opportunity to learn discipline. They have an opportunity to work with one another, learn teamwork. But more importantly, they learn responsibility and accountability. Now, having said that, we also had a concern on the floor that I had approached. And what it was about this $10. If you have six machines, that's $60. And some of these small businesses may be hurting. And I had a grave concern with that. So I went home and talked to a fellow that owns, and Senator Atkins may know this, a deli down. It's next to, which was then G.I. Joe's, which is now vacant. But I asked him about it. And he is the owner of six machines. He's open from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m., 12 hours a day. His response was, well, I said, how are you doing with your business with your machines? And he said, well, we're down quite a bit on our income. And I said, well, how come? He said, well, to be honest with you, the only reason is because we don't allow smoking. And I said, well, how much are you going to make? And, you know, I was concerned with this $60. He said, well, I'm going to clear about $85,000 this year net profit. I said, for six machines? He said, yes. And I said, well, what do you normally make? Well, when we had smoking, I'd make $120,000 to $125,000 a year just like clockwork. And I said, well, would $10 bother you on your registration fee? And his response was, well, what's it for? And I explained to him what the program was, and he said, you know, I wouldn't even know the difference. And I will keep my machines. They make me good money. And that's a great cause. So I'm just sharing that with you in case that's anyone's concern in the Senate that can be addressed.
Okay. Any questions for Senator Pruzanski or Representative Esquivel? Seeing none, thank
yes.
you both. Oh, yes. Senator Atkinson.
Thank you. You got to look to the left.
Just yeah, I was trying to stay to the right.
Yeah.
I
made it. You're to the right, Senator.
To the left, yes.
The only problem I have with this is I just am not a fan of the lottery of any shape of gambling. I think it's just horrible. I think it's horrible to low-income people, frankly. Do you think this is the best policy set? I know this isn't, you're not addressing this, but set in 1993 to set this funding mechanism to gambling to support this? I mean, it's to me, it's as incestuous as let's pass the lottery so that K-12 has a stable force of funding, which was never true. Slots for tots, as my good colleague Tony Corcoran used to say. This is slots for conservation. Just seems difficult.
Mr. Chair, Senator Atkinson, that we have discussed but have never really come to conclusion. The only thing we can figure that that's about when the lottery started. And it was good in the aspect that it's a dedicated funding source. That's what makes it good. Now, whether that is tied to the lottery, whether it's tied to something else,
that's a matter of our own individual ideas and thoughts. It is a dedicated funding source. It's been consistent, and it's been very helpful for these young people. The source itself, like I said, I believe, and I'm only theorizing, Senator, that the thought process in this building was we need to put it to some place to where we can't erode it. And I'm going to give you a great example of erosion. Look at our state police. Once we took them out of a dedicated funding source, it was a continual decline of the population of our state police until recently.
Two quick follow-ups.
Yes.
How much money is in the pool now, and how much will this generate?
Mr. Chair, Senator Atkinson, this constitutes about $123,000.
Before the bill?
Correct, and this will double it.
Thanks.
Now, the real big justification we have here, to follow up a little bit more, is that we pay minimum wage to these kids. We have not moved that amount of money since 1993. Minimum wage has almost doubled. In fact, it has doubled since 1993. So that's, we're serving half the number of kids we can.
Mr. Chair, if I could just follow up Senator Atkinson's statement as to slot for conservation. It's really, you want to categorize it as slot for at-risk kids and youth. They do the work that actually benefits in the conservation area. But as Representative Escobar stated, the minimum wage in 1993 was $4.75. This past year, 2008, it was up to $8.40. And so what we've seen, a great program not being able to reach as many youth, and we believe that we will give more youth the opportunity to participate. In 2008, there were 600 youth that were able to participate in the summer program. We do know this year, because of some stimulus money that's coming in on the federal level, we'll see a greater increase, and it's been well received throughout the state for youth at risk who would like to participate. And we feel that when that money goes away on the stimulus side, it would be great to be able to maintain a higher level of participation by having the base funding for those programs.
And Mr. Chair, I'd like to add one thing. This reminds me of the commercial that I saw on TV one time where the individual was holding up the oil filter and he would point to the floor and you saw an engine spread all over the floor. And his question was, would you like to pay me now? And then he'd look at the floor, or pay me later. And that's what we're doing with these kids. These kids are at-risk children. In each and every one of your counties, in each and every one of your districts, these kids will eventually gravitate towards a more serious incarceration situation and eventually maybe end incarcerated, whereas we get to work with them up front when they're younger, when we have an opportunity to mold those kids into some sort of discipline and also a responsibility type approach to working.
Any additional questions? Seeing none, thank you both for coming here this evening. And we are in public hearing, so Mr. Nelson, will you come forward?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Mark Nelson. I'm representing the Oregon Restaurant Association. Mr. Perry could not be here tonight, but the Restaurant Association is in opposition to this increase. He volunteered for me to stand in front of this train tonight, along with a few other bills that you've considered today. We do have a concern. It should be known that we're dealing with a fee of $125. That's the existing fee now. This will add $10 to that fee on top of the, as has been indicated by previous witnesses, the existing $10. As you know, as a result of the passage of the Indoor Clean Air Act, there has been substantial reductions on the part of lottery retailers in terms of compensation. I think you're all aware of that. Mr. Perry, I think, would say that he has concern not about about the dollar amount, but the fact that we are continuing to ask a segment of the retail population to carry an additional burden on top of every other burdens that that have come forward in the recent economic times. So we just want to be on record that we do oppose this increase.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Nelson?
One question, Mr.
Yes.
Chair. What's the nexus between the gaming at a video lottery terminal and the activities of the Oregon Youth Association or a conservation course?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Ferrioli, I'm not aware of what why the decision was made in 1993, but as you know, the lottery games are in adult-only venues, and children are not allowed, or nor do they participate in the games. I think at some point someone decided that this was a place to secure some funds.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any additional questions for Mr. Nelson? Seeing none, thank you very
thank
much
you.
For coming this evening. Okay, with that, I will close this public hearing. Do we have a motion? Open the work session. Do we have a motion to refer 2749 to the floor with due pass recommendations?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I move House Bill 2749A to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. House Bill 2749A has been moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection to this motion? With that, I will actually ask for the call. Could the committee assistant please call the roll?
Senator Atkinson?
No.
Aye. Senator Metzger?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Ferriola?
No.
Chair Devlin?
Aye. Motion passes. Senator Prozanski, will you carry?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I would serve notice of a minority report.
Okay.
Thank you.
Close that work session, and we will now go on to House Bill 3505. Can the committee administrator give a brief overview? And while she is doing that, could Senator Starr come forward? I do not see Representative Barker. He's probably still on the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, House Bill 3505 requires a defendant convicted of murdering a pregnant victim who is at least 15 years of age at the time of committing murder and who knew the victim was pregnant to be sentenced to life imprisonment without possibility of release, parole, or life imprisonment. Establishes procedures related to sentencing, classifies crime of assault in second degree as assault in first degree if defendant knew victim was pregnant, punishes crime of assault in fourth degree as Class C felony if defendant knows victim is pregnant, applies to conduct occurring on or after effective date of act. There is a fiscal statement and a no revenue impact on the gross measure.
Okay. Senator Starr.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record,
you're a regular visitor to this committee.
So yeah, thank you. For the record, Bruce Starr, Senator from District 15, Western Washington County, appreciate the opportunity to testify in support of House Bill 3505, the amended version of the bill as it passed the House on a 58-1 vote. Real briefly, just encourage you to move the bill forward. I think it takes care of the issue that we're trying to take care of, where we believe that protecting pregnant women is a noble cause and something that we ought to do. And if a pregnant woman is assaulted or murdered, that the penalty for that crime ought to be enhanced, and that's what this does. It does take the death penalty off the table, and I'm fine with that. So, again, I want to thank Representative Barker for his leadership in co-sponsoring this bill and leadership in the Senate for moving quickly on it. So with that, unless there's questions, I just ask you to move the bill forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Starr. Any questions for Senator Starr? And thank you for agreeing to stay here while we went through the other two bills. Okay, with that, I will close the public hearing. Do I have a motion on? Okay. I'll close the public hearing, open a work session. Do I have a motion? Yes.
I move House Bill 3505A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Senator Ferrioli has moved. It's late, Senator Ferrioli. Senator Ferrioli has moved House Bill 3505 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I just want to say how much I appreciate those who worked on this bill to provide extra protection for pregnant women without the barrier of the death penalty issue. So I appreciate it very much.
And just move the bill. Okay. Any additional discussion? Any objection? Seeing no objection, motion passes. Senator Prusansky will carry. I will now close that work session, open a public hearing on 3497. Members of the committee, unfortunately, both of the members who wanted to come speak are still on the House floor.
Oh, what a tragedy, Mr. Chairman.
Let's just go ahead.
Are we in session, Mr. Chairman?
Well, if there's no one else left to testify.
What is the last one here?
3497, what's commonly referred to as
clear
gas.
Good bill, no availability. Let's move on.
Clear gas.
Someone got a lighter?
Okay, if you were in an airport, that would cause you problems. But anyway.
But not in a public building.
No. Okay, I'll close the public hearing, open a work session on House Bill 3497.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Move House Bill 3497 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Farioli has moved House Bill 3497 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion passes. Senator Burdick has asked to carry. The chair will make decisions on the final carrier for a bill later. That concludes our business for this evening. I do not know if we will be reopened again. Obviously, I believe the tradition is this session, I believe it's the House bill that will move in terms of sine die. So maybe the next time we will convene will be on the Senate floor to sine die.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Yeah.
With all due respect, you've said that the last 5 or 6 days in a row.
I know. But look at the number of people that come to watch every
year. It's 10 to 8. And I just, if we don't go through this ritual every night, I'm going to start missing you.
Okay. Well, with that... Representative
Freeman,
we just
dropped the gavel, Mr. Chetney.
Representative Freeman, we just moved your bill.